You are now listening to Shotgun Sports USA. I'm your host, Justin Barker, and I talk to shotgun shooters from all disciplines. Championship-winning coaches, gun clubs, world-class target setters, vendors, and industry-leading companies that make it all possible. If you're into clay target sports, you are at the right place for insider information from some of the best in the world every single week. Check us out on ShotgunSportsUSA.com, Facebook, and Instagram. This podcast is brought to you by Winchester Ammunition, the American legend. Rick Hemingway, the largest Pro-Matic trap dealer in the country. Ultimate Shooting Accessories, Sound Gear and Sound Gear Phantom, Comp and Choke, and Clay Shooter Supply out of Texas. Shooting sports and hunting activities are growing in popularity and for good reasons. It's time spent with family and friends, is both an outdoor and indoor activity, is inclusive of all types of people, and is safe and enjoyable. Shoot United is a great first stop when you have questions related to gun ownership and the shooting sports. Visit ShootUnited.com for more information. We are now on the Apple App Store, which is big news for us, and coming to the Play Store shortly. Simply type in Shotgun Sports USA and download the app to your phone. Listen to every episode, get alerts when new episodes are out, download episodes, contact us, and a lot more. Just another way we're making it easy to listen to your favorite shooters and topics. On the podcast with me today, I have two good friends out of North Carolina. These guys shoot together a lot and have won their fair share of tournaments around the Southeast. Please welcome to the show, Wesley Elliott and Richard Cheek. All right, Richard Cheek, Wesley Elliott, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on with me tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having
me. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Both of you are friends. You both work full-time jobs and compete at a very high level. And you're both from North Carolina. You've been shooting for a long time. And I think, Richard, if I'm not mistaken, they call you Mr. HOA and the crowd favorite. Is that right?
That is it. HOA, Doug Thompson started that.
Why does he call you that?
At that time, Wesley had not really got back into shooting as much, and I was winning a lot.
Yeah.
And then Wesley kind of ruined that for me.
Is that why they call him the North Carolina legend?
I guess so.
That, and we can thank Turner Parcell for that nickname.
Oh, Turner calls you that, huh?
Yes, he does.
Well, I know that anytime you hear either one of your names, that it's always at the top of the leaderboard somewhere. I don't care what it's in, the prelim, the main, the make or break, even if you miss the three at Georgia State. It's just, you know.
That's tough.
You remember that, Richard?
I do. I did not miss the two.
Or the one.
I missed it. Or the one. I didn't miss the one, but yeah. That was a great night, though. What's the guy's name that won it that night?
Alex Clark.
Oh, man, they were pulling for him.
They were, weren't they?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. That may be. Wesley, were you at that shoot, Georgia State?
This past year?
Yeah.
21?
Yeah.
Yes, I was.
I don't know if you stayed for that make or break, but that was probably the best make or break that I've been to in a long time.
I watched most of it. I don't think I stayed for all of it.
Richard, being from North Carolina, what part of North Carolina are you from?
I'm Greensboro, kind of right in the middle.
Okay. What do you do for a living, and how did you get into shooting, competitive shooting?
I'm a carpenter, and competitive shooting, I'd say my dad got me into that. He loves the sport. Loves the sport.
So how long have you been doing it?
This is 12 years.
Really? I figured you'd been doing it longer than that.
No, when I first started shooting, the PSCA was real popular.
You've been in for 12 years. PSCA's been gone for, what, 5 years now?
Yeah. I'd say at least five.
Yeah, that's the first time I saw you was PSCA, and I thought this guy right here can deal with it now. He's the only guy out here with only his name on his vest.
That was a lot of fun, and you know, you got to hang around some cool people at those shoots.
You did. Yeah. All the good guys were there, and you know, before and after the shoots were fun. It was always fun. Wesley, were you shooting back then?
Yes, I was, but I didn't get a chance to shoot any of the PSCA shoots because of work.
Yeah. All right. So I know you don't live with Richard, but you're from North Carolina too. What's your line of work and how did you get into it?
I work for Pike Electric, which I'm a lineman at the trade. And I got into it through, we used to have school shooting teams in the area that I live in that you shot modified trap, 22 bow, and you done a compass course. And my mom and dad just seen a local sporting clay shoot that was a couple hours from us, and they thought it would be an idea to introduce me to the sport, and it just got carried on from there, and 20 some years later here I am.
So you're a lineman. You're having some you're having some rough weather up there right now, right?
Yeah, we got about 6 to 8 inches of snow and ice the last couple of days, and we're expecting more this weekend too.
Wow. I know if it's anything like Georgia, it shut the whole state down.
It might not be as bad, but it still gets pretty bad up here, especially if you got the ice and stuff, all the pine trees and stuff takes all a bunch of the power lines down, and we try to restore them as fast and safely as we can.
So, Richard, do you remember how the both of you met?
At Summit Springs, a fun shoot.
Where is Summit Springs at?
Wesley, where is it at?
Fairham, Virginia.
It's like an hour and 20 minutes from here. I could not remember the name of the little town.
I was going to say, how did you remember where y'all met, but you don't even know where it's at?
Well, that tells you how often. I haven't been there in a while. I need to go back.
Wesley, what's the first thing you remember about meeting this guy?
Probably him always hollering woo right before he hollers pull to shoot. You could go anywhere. That would probably be the first thing somebody would say they remember about Richard.
Richard,
trying to imitate Ric Flair.
that's Rick Hemingway's fault. Because when I first started shooting, Rick would pull up and it would be him and all his buddies. And if I did not woo, they talked the entire time I shot. And it drove me crazy. So I started wooing and they started getting quiet. So I just never stopped.
Give me one real quick.
Woo! That's about it, you know. I can get louder, but I try not to. Wesley fusses.
So every time before you call pull, you do that?
And usually when I get in the box. Before I start my routine or starting even really thinking about what, you know, I woo, and hopefully everybody will be quiet, and then I'll go to that, work.
That may be the funniest thing I've heard on a podcast.
Does it bother you if people talk behind you? Not really.
Nah.
I've definitely got better about it, you know, because, you know, nowadays there's just a lot going on.
That's funny. That is funny right there. So you both mainly shoot just in the Southeast, right?
Yes, sir.
And we spoke earlier about you shooting on the PSA, Richard. Why don't you venture out any more than you do now?
Arizona, you know, I'm sure that's a great region shooting all out there, but man, that's a long way.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to the Nationals. Something like the PSCA, I don't know, for me it made it easier to travel. Now, I think I went all the way. Well, I've been to U.S. Open as far as Chicago. I really like going to the U.S. Open.
Yeah. Well, it's right there in y'all's backyard this year.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Wesley, do you see it as a benefit to stay local and shoot?
I would say for some of it, it does, especially with the target setters that we have local, like Mike Luongo or Rick Hemingway. We do get familiar with their targets. And that way, when we go to like the U.S. Open at Rick's, we'll be a little bit better prepared since the bigger shoot is here this coming year. But me, I would like to venture out and learn more target setters on how they set targets to make us better shooters when we do travel.
Yeah, that's one thing about it, is the target setters around here, they really know really know what's going on. And that's, do you think shooting targets in the Southeast could prepare anyone to win shoots around the country? Which I think is, the answer is yes, but I'm asking you the questions.
I would say it would. I'd say it would be at our advantage because we have so many different target setters in the Southeast. They know what they can do, whether it's shooting at backwoods or shooting at Rocky Creek, even them switching places and setting each other's targets. Because you see a lot of target setters kind of mimic what they like to shoot.
Yeah.
I think their style of shooting says their style of target setting also.
Yeah.
And we got a good variety on the East Coast, which I think it would help us.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean, Rick, Mike, but I mean, and then all the guys in Georgia, you know, we get to see a lot of good targets. I mean, Georgia's just loaded with good, you know, Zach, you just got a bunch of really good people.
Last year was probably a monumental year for you. I think you won three different state titles. And I just want you to tell me how you managed to do this. Was something in the water? What was it?
Could you imagine if it was a magic pill, I could make money off that? But no. And, you know, really, I didn't do anything different. You know, it just, I guess it was my time. You know, and then another thing I'm extremely proud of is, I got another rule change and emergency board meeting, and that is just awesome. In the PSCA, Anthony Martirese and myself had a rule change where we only went to two tournaments and qualified with those two, but you're supposed to go to four.
Yeah.
But we only went to those two, and they made a rule change and let us in that year. So that's two, and that's just awesome.
Tell me about this rule change.
At the time when I won the Georgia State, they did not have an in-and-out state trophy. You know what I'm saying? They only had one big trophy,
right?
Which is a really cool trophy. But they changed the rule so I couldn't take, you know, so it wouldn't be mine. Which I was fine with. No hard feelings whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'm just bragging about, you know, getting to change the rule.
You had to be walking around with your chest poked out knowing you accomplished all that stuff.
Not really. You know, you're standing there with Zach, who's won three national titles. It's kind of hard to act cocky.
Yeah. But you still act cocky around Zach. He don't care.
But in North Carolina, that was awesome. You know, I mean, all of them were awesome. It was a really cool year.
So you won Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina?
No. Braxton Oliver won that. Virginia.
Virginia. Okay. Yeah. I know that you were winning so much that Rick Hemingway had a shoot at his place and put a bounty on you.
Was that not awesome? Yeah. And Kyle Millwood won that, which I think that was his first 2-day event win, which is that was really cool.
Yeah, that's right. Wesley, you've won your fair share as well.
I've won four North Carolina state championships.
Four?
Four.
Wow.
My first one was in 99, and my last one was in 2019.
Wow.
After you win four, you shouldn't win anymore.
Aren't you in the Hall of Fame too, Wesley?
Yes, sir. I got inducted into the North Carolina Hall of Fame in 2020 at Hunters Point.
Cool. That's cool. Richard, you ain't in the Hall of Fame yet, are you?
No, I am not in the Hall of Fame yet.
You need to start hanging out with a North Carolina legend.
Yeah, well, I guess, unfortunately, I have to. Yeah, no escaping the man.
Both of us is on the board of directors for North Carolina now. Yeah, it's my last year of my term and Richard's first year of his term.
So, a question. Why did y'all want to get involved with the state association like that?
To grow the sport is the reason that I wanted to get into it and put my input on what I think some of the shooters of North Carolina would want to see. One way I was thinking of it, and I've been in the sport a long time, and I've seen the ups and downs in the sport of North Carolina, and I just thought I could grow the sport by getting on it and giving my opinion on stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's everybody's goal.
And me and another shooting buddy put Richard on it this year. So he didn't.
I was going to say that was, yeah.
Was that a good move or a bad move, Richard?
I've enjoyed it.
Good.
I have. And it's It's cool to watch the sport grow. North Carolina is just, I mean, we've got a lot of shooters right now.
Loaded with youth shooters, too. A ton.
Yeah, and a lot of good ones. Like, we got a lot of really good shooters coming up. I mean, I can name several, and, you know, they're going to be good shots.
Wesley, how do you stay as competitive as you do when you don't have a whole lot of time to shoot?
I would say some of it would be natural ability and my hands-eyes coordination from where I used to play baseball when I was in school. But working a full-time job and 6 hours overtime each week, I don't very much time I get to practice. And if I do, I go to Rocky Creek and shoot anywhere from 500 to 700 and some targets in a weekend. That's the only way that I can stay competitive is just go shoot that much when I do go practice.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are practice sessions still a thing for you guys, or you just wait till the next tournament?
I still practice.
Do you?
Yeah.
How often do you shoot?
I try to shoot once a week. You know, usually, you know, during the week, and then try to shoot Saturday and Sunday.
I just figured that you was good enough, you can just go to the next tournament and win it. Same like what you was doing last year.
No, unfortunately not. I'm one of those people, I really do have to shoot. I mean, I envy Wesley because he's just so natural at it. You know, but I honestly, I have to work at it.
Being friends, shooting together, and being as competitive as both of you are, do you find yourself still helping each other out?
No, no.
Not really.
No.
If he misses one, he's just going to miss it, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Now, if we were shooting for fun, you know, or even in a skins game, now we do a lot of skins games. Now, something like that, we will help each other. But no, not in a tournament.
Now, talk about skins for a minute. A lot of people, some people probably don't know what that is.
Rick Hemingway started it. We go to Rick's place. We pay X amount of dollars to play. We play X amount of dollars to pay the course. And then we play for so much money a station.
And the targets aren't easy.
No. I mean, we do run some stations, but it's not very often.
What did you shoot on your last skins game?
I shot a 60 out of 112 targets.
And he beat me, and that's just good enough. That's all we need.
That's what's funny when you hear those skins scores. It's, I mean, you'll have people shooting in the 20s, you know.
Oh yeah.
And people that can shoot, they'll be shooting in the 20s and 30s.
Yes.
So I don't know how you can have fun doing that, but I guess you can if everybody's doing it.
The fun is most of the time when skins is played, we're all in one big group, and the talking in the background is what makes it fun.
Woo does not help.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Rick, Luongo. I mean, you know, both of them like to talk, and there's no telling when you're getting ready to holler pull what
Chris Morris
they were going to say.
Yeah.
Just to try to mess you up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just about the dollar.
But it's some good money in it, though. I know that. That's what.
Yes.
You know, there's some good money in that. So, Wesley, you've ran into some health issues lately that started affecting your shooting. Do you mind going into that a little bit and telling me your story?
No, I don't mind. Probably it happened at South Carolina State this past year. I shot pretty good on Thursday and Friday. I won both prelims, the Chuck Frazier and the Memorial for Chris Cantrell. We're happy about that. And I woke up Saturday morning, just like any other shoot weekend, and I noticed I couldn't see as good as I could the prior 2 days. And so I finished out the weekend the best that I could because I was already there. And come to find out, went to the doctor because things were getting worse with my vision and stuff. And come to find out, I was a diabetic, and I didn't know that. So it affected my eyes. I couldn't, like, really focus on anything. Like, I could see the target like flying at me or across, but all I could tell you that it was an orange spot. I couldn't see no dishing in the target whatsoever. So after I found that out, I went and got glasses because I had to do something. I was getting ready to go to Texas to the national championship, and woke up to get ready to go out there, and I put my glasses on, and I couldn't see out of my glasses either. So here I am getting ready to take the biggest trip of the year, and I can't see it. So naturally, I'm a nervous wreck. And my buddies talked me into going anyway just to have a good time and enjoy it. And so I had the bright idea to go to CVS. I think it was on Wednesday morning after we got there and got settled in. And I picked out a pair of regular reading glasses and shot the national championship in reading glasses.
Still finished good?
Yeah, I shot a 261 in reading glasses. And you tell most people that and they look at me like I'm crazy.
Richard says you are. So you took...
Yeah, well, they're probably pretty close. But the doctors has got me on a better track now, and I've lost weight. My eyesight's coming back around. I don't know. I don't know if it's back where it was, but it's better. And then I went to the doctor this past Friday and waiting on the test results from there because I've been in contact with Dr. Colo about getting shooting glasses. Eyes don't go back to where they were.
That has to be a weird feeling to wake up and not be able to see like you did the prior day.
I did not wish that on anybody. And I guess my determination, I mean, because I was ready to fly home from Texas and not even shoot. And I guess my love of the sport and determination decided to make me stay and try to wing it.
That's still a good score shooting through reading glasses, though.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I changed glasses 2 times. I shot in a, I don't know if anybody knows about the numbers in reading glasses, but I shot in a 2.75 a couple of days, and then I shot in a pair of 2.5s a couple of days. So just whatever day that I could see better out of in those 2 glasses is what I shot in. No color or anything, just straight clear glasses.
Richard, you ever watched Sanford and Son?
Yes, I have.
You remember when old Fred Sanford used to walk over to his chest of drawers in his living room and pull out all them glasses, all them reading glasses?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, there's Wesley.
That's Wesley right there.
I wonder how much weight you have to lose before it starts messing with your gun. How much weight have you lost, Wesley?
25 pounds and it still fits.
So I can lose some weight and still not have to worry about getting the stock fixed. Wesley, we got too much invested in this, in our weight to have to lose it like that.
Well, I had to either that or go blind or start losing limbs or something. So,
yeah,
I still got a few more people I want to aggravate like Rich.
So now that you've got all that under control, are you still having to wear glasses? Or I'm assuming you are. You're going to see Colo, but. Is it just one pair now?
No, I'm not having to wear any glasses at the moment.
Okay.
I'm back and I can see fairly decent without any glasses or anything, but I have to get my A1C down to a certain number, and then he wants to talk to me more about what's in my future with glasses or whatever that he sees fit that I need to do.
Yeah.
Well, you're getting to that age now where your eyesight's going to fail anyway.
All right. Well, that's a good question for you. What, as we all get older, what have you noticed, Richard, that may be more difficult than it used to be?
I would definitely say my eyesight, I have to stay on top of now. I mean, once I turned 50, I had to do away with the prescription lenses and go to contacts. You know, instead of buying new lenses every year, just change my contacts. And that's been a great move.
You think it's just as effective doing that?
I do. As a matter of fact, I feel like it's better.
Why?
Well, now part of it could be the glasses. You know, I switched brands of glasses.
Mm-hmm.
But the contacts just seem to be, they're just real easy for me. I don't know how to explain it really, but it's just a lot better than the prescription glasses.
So what advice do you give the guys coming up on some age as far as how to stay competitive like you have?
You need number one, I would say, you know, because every top shooter in the world will tell you to look at the bird, you know, and if you can't see the bird, you're not likely to hit it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I know a lot of guys they're shooting a file off and they act like nothing's wrong, you know, and then you talk to them and they haven't been to the eye doctor in 2 years, you know? I mean,
yeah.
You have to.
I would say not just the eye doctor. I'd just say go to the doctor and catch up on your health and stuff like that, because I had no idea that I was a diabetic until I lost my sight. So I would try to keep a close, not really a close eye, a good eye on your body itself, so it won't surprise you like it did me and be at a shoot and lose your eyesight. I mean, I go to the first station at the South Carolina State on Saturday afternoon and I zero the station. You had a quarter an outbird and you had a quarter an incomer that looked like a pie plate, and I zeroed that station.
I'm so glad I wasn't there.
Just because I couldn't focus on the target. I mean, I could tell you there was an orange spot, but I didn't know if I was aiming at the front or the back or anything.
Yeah. What would you have done, Richard, if you were there?
Oh, I'd have been having a ball. I mean, I wouldn't have known he was suffering with diabetes. But, you know, at the time, oh, God, I've never seen him melt. You know what I mean? I've seen him drop three. I don't know that I've ever seen him drop four on the station. Have you ever dropped four on the station, Wesley?
In the skins game.
Yeah,
I heard a stat the other day. Now, you're going to have to tell me if I'm telling this right or not, but that you have, Wesley, you have one of the highest averages in the NSCA?
I did before. I did go into the U.S. Open. I did. I think I was going to the U.S. Open. Mike and Turner looked it up, and I was like at a .4.
That's so hard to like him.
He started out shooting in the 90s, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Any of y'all see Wesley Ellis or Richard Cheek's name on the ballot, you better watch yourself. I'm just telling you. Them boys can get it. What's one of the, give me some funny story, Richard. I know you got some funny stories about Wesley.
You know, he's just not a very funny guy.
He's not.
I mean, I cannot think of one funny story about Wesley.
Well, I bet you he can think of a funny one about you. I mean, that woo thing's probably the funniest thing I've ever heard.
You need to try that, Justin. You need to try.
I was one of the fun things about Richard, especially if you take a road trip with him.
Easy now.
You have to babysit him. He loses his wallet. He can never find his phone. I mean, he's all the time losing something every shoot that we go to together.
He probably wishes.
So it's like I'm traveling with a 3-year-old.
I will say I have a tendency to lose a few things.
You probably wish he'd lose his gun sometimes, don't you, Richard?
I really do. I really do. I heard the other day he was having some gun trouble. I hope that comes in.
I mailed it off today.
Oh, did you?
What happened? What are you shooting, Wesley?
I shoot a DT-11.
Well, there should be nothing wrong with it. What's wrong with it?
I've been having trigger problems with it. And so I sent it to Rich Cole in Naples, Florida. Well, I'm putting it out today.
You shooting a Krieghoff, Richard? I don't know what you shoot.
I do.
You shot that same gun for a while, hadn't you?
Shoot. 8 years?
Yeah. Wesley,
long time.
You ever notice when Richard gets up there to shoot, it looks like he's about to flap off like a bird?
Yeah, and his gun goes click, click, click a whole bunch of times.
Do you shoot a DT? Do you shoot a Beretta, Justin?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I got.
I bet you got a great big cart too, ain't you?
No, I don't even have one. I just ride with somebody. Probably like you. Really? Do. You ride with somebody or you take your own?
Most time I take my own.
I was just going to say, tell me about this North Carolina versus South Carolina shoot that y'all do.
That is awesome. I believe North Carolina actually started that at Hunter's Point, didn't they, Wesley?
No.
Where did it start?
Me, Luongo M. Hemingway got to talking junk to each other. And so we decided to put teams from North Carolina and South Carolina, since the state shoots were so close together. And so we decided, bragging rights, because both the states have Carolina in them.
I don't believe they've ever won it.
They have bragging rights.
Have they ever won it?
They won the first one.
The first event they win.
Yeah, they won that one, but we won this past year's.
Yeah.
They were probably keeping score.
How do you pick the teams, Wesley?
I mean, I look at some of the top shooters in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Is the way I picked them. And the people that had a little bit more experience in the pressure situations is the way I did mine.
Who was on your team this year?
I was the captain. We had Richard, Braxton Oliver, William Wallace, and Chris Marsh.
William Wallace, you know William Wallace?
Uh-uh.
We call him Bill. He's the most boring shooter in the world.
Why?
You see him on your squad, switch. You're pitchlessly. I'm serious, you won't be able to make it through V-Tas. Just switch.
Y'all both shoot V-Tas as well?
Richard probably shoots it more than I do.
I know I'd fall asleep if I had to shoot it.
Oh, I love some V-Tas. And I'm honestly glad Wesley does not shoot. Because when he does shoot it, he shoots it good.
Wesley, he don't have a whole lot of good things to say about you, does he?
It's fine. I'm not worried about Richard.
But really, he's a really good V-Tas shooter, but just he doesn't like it, I guess.
Well, you know, now that he's lost some weight, Richard, you might have something to worry about. He's going to be moving faster. He's going to be getting up earlier.
I'm hoping that just messes him all up. The gun fit doesn't fit. He's moving too quick.
Where y'all going to be at this year? What's your first shoot?
February.
Yeah, we shot a little fun shoot this past weekend at Heights, North Carolina. And I know probably me and Richard will probably be at most of the ones in Rocky Peak. I think the first big tournament that we'll go to would be the East Coast at Hunter's Point.
When is that? When is
Jack Link? You ain't going to the Jack Link thing?
I'll be there. Y'all better watch yourself now.
I'm going to be there. Somewhere wooing.
I need to get on your squad if that's the case.
Sign up. Join me.
Yeah, that'd be funny. That'd probably be the best time I've ever had. We'll get on there. Now. You can act like Ric Flair. I act like Hulk Hogan.
We will roll, baby. I'd love to go down there and take their money.
That's a lot of it. A lot of it.
Oh, God. And you know there's so many of them that's already got it counted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, they already think about how much money they're going.
Yeah. That's a bunch. I have 150 grand. That's a bunch to win. So
that's the biggest payout that's been so far, hasn't it?
Yeah. I think it's the biggest that I have seen. I know the PSCA used to pay 10 grand to win. HOA down here is getting 15 grand to win. I don't know. You win it and get a life supply of beef jerky, I guess.
That should be a really good tournament.
Yeah, Wesley, you need to go to that.
I'd like to. I just have to see how work goes and, you know, with the weather and stuff this time of year up here. I don't know if I'll be able to get away or not.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Richard lets you ride with him.
I'm not riding with Richard. I will drive.
I'll drop him off somewhere.
Does he fall asleep while he's driving, Wesley?
I don't know. I ain't never rode with him. When we went somewhere, it's always me driving.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, is it, Richard?
I love to ride. Love to ride.
I bet you fall asleep too, don't you?
No, I don't sleep, but it's always better to ride than to drive.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say this, 90% of the time, the more money there is, the harder it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm expecting the biggest payout to be me.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be wrong. You know what I mean? I could be totally wrong.
Hey, why don't I just set them easy as hell? You know how many of them things we'd miss? You just throw one of them old Rick.
Quite a few.
Yeah. You throw one of them old Rick Hemingway floppers right through there. And
it's Chuck Frazier. Did you get the pleasure of shooting any of his targets?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mike is real close.
Is he?
Mike's good. But, man, I used to love it when Chuck would do that. He'd set some kind of crap like that with no spin on it. You're just breaking it in half, and you walk off, and he's sitting over on the four-wheeler smiling at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of my misses on the Friday prelim at the South Carolina State this year.
Really?
Yep. That dumper down on Station 7.
He remembers the station it was on.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you the targets that I shot in Texas.
I missed him much for that shit.
I know Rick set one on a tower one time. It wasn't a tall tower, it was just up. This was at Four City, I think. I think it was Four City.
Oh, my favorite club.
Yeah. And he just dropped it off the tower. It just like fell out of the trap.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that target.
You remember that? And
I do.
I don't remember when was that?
It was a region shoot, and I can't remember.
It might have been the regional the hurricane came through.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It was the year that the storm was coming up the East Coast, and a lot of it did not come.
Yeah. Well, I think I hit that target once and just cracked it.
We're lucky because, you know, there again, because, you know, we go to backwoods all the time. Ain't no telling me how many times a year we go visit the West. But
I'd say three or four at least.
And he had been throwing that target, you know, he has a boom truck,
mm-hmm.
and he was doing that target off that boom truck.
Yeah. They look like they'll be easy to hit, but they ain't. That's for sure. What about
like a Rabu? I hate a Rabu.
Yeah. What about the one he threw up around a tire? You remember that one? Did y'all see that one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rick, he's creative now. He's probably one of the most creative people I've seen when it comes to setting a target.
Creative, mean, I don't know, there's a fine line there, isn't it?
Yeah. I like old Rick. He's a good guy.
Oh, so. Yes.
Yes, he is.
I wish he quit smoking.
Well, maybe we ought to tell him.
I tell him all the time.
Do you smoke?
I used to before I had my heart attack.
Wow. And
had a heart attack at the U.S. Open. Drove 19 hours home and had another one Monday. I went to the hospital on that one.
You had one at the U.S. Open?
On Saturday morning.
I mean, what did you just think you've had indigestion or something?
Yeah. My second one, I felt like I was dying. Oh, yeah, I went shot. I never will forget it. I got home. I'd had my heart attack. You know, I went to the hospital and all. And Jay Harrington called and goes, man, you beat me at the U.S. Open and you had a heart attack? I'm like, well, I hadn't really thought about it that way, but yeah, that's pretty cool. I've been using that ever since at the West.
Yes, you have. every time you shoot bad, you say, you remember, I've had a heart attack.
And I'm 55 years old. Now I'm 50. I'm getting ready to be 56. 56, that's going to sound really good. 56, a veteran had a heart attack. Of course I'm going to shoot bad every night.
That's what smoking will do for you. So we got a diabetic and a heart attack patient on the phone.
Yes.
So yeah, it's a good combination, ain't it?
Yeah.
We're just here to take your money.
That's crazy.
Yeah, watch you slip up.
I think the crazy part is that you drove home.
Yes.
You know, that's
19 hours.
Yeah.
I was in Chicago. So I guess it was on the other side of Chicago up there towards the Great Lakes. What's that big old club up there?
Northbrook.
What a great sheet. I mean, other than a heart attack.
Oh, them boys up there know how to throw them now. Brett's, he can get.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. Well, Justin, man, I look forward to now sitting around talking with you.
Oh, yeah. We have us a good old time now. They say you crazy, but I'm probably just as crazy as you are.
Well, we'll have a good time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure we will.
Wesley?
I'll hook up and maybe shoot together one weekend or something.
That'd be awesome.
That's a fact. And if you're a stranger and you go shoot with Richard and he starts doing that mess, they probably like, what in the hell is wrong with this guy?
You know, I've only had one guy say something to me. And it was on a 5 stand, and I swear I just don't know who the guy was. But he had all American everything on, but he's an older gentleman. And I left stand 5, and I think I started on 3 or 4, and I was walking back. When I walked by him, he goes, "Your woo is messing me up." I stopped. I looked at him. I said, "You need to work on your mental game." And that's the only guy I've had say anything to me about it. Most people don't care. You know, I don't do it while you're shooting. You know what I mean?
You do it while you're shooting.
I do it before I get started. and that's it.
So on a five stand, say you stand one. All right, it's your turn to shoot. Yeah. You're going to woo and then shoot the targets.
I'm on woo, and then I'm going to go through my routine, and then I'm going to say cool.
All right, and then it comes back around. You move stand, uh-huh. stand two. You going to woo again?
Probably not if I'm not struggling. If I'm struggling, yeah, I'm going to woo again. Not real loud. I'm just going to just enough to let you know, man.
I don't know why I think that's so funny. I guess it's because I've never heard anybody do it.
It's a Rick, you know, you wouldn't believe the stuff I get with Ric Flair on it. And being a Georgia boy, you are, you know, I mean, you know.
Ric Flair was a man, wasn't he?
Everybody loves woo. Wesley's all business.
What, Richard?
I said, Wesley's all business. Thank you.
I learned when I was a kid, I mean, if you let the people in the background influence you, you're going to mess up anyway, so just try to ignore them.
Oh, yeah.
So when he does it, do you ignore him, Wesley, or you just laugh at him?
I ignore him.
Yeah.
I don't pay. I've been around him long enough now. I pay him no mind whatsoever.
I'm still trying though, Justin. I mean, you know, I try to find that spot.
Yeah, you like me when I figure out what bothers you, I'm gonna just keep on doing it.
Oh yeah, I'm there then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say that for Wesley. Now, you talk about a mental game. He's got it.
I know you guys have people you probably want to thank, wives or whoever it is. Richard, who do you want to thank?
I would say, you know, my dad, and then, of course, my wife. And then, you know, man, the guys at the local club were just, you know, great to me coming up shooting. You know, my mood, Dan, a lot of good guys.
Yeah.
I've had one professional lesson, and that was with Anthony. But, you know, everything else I've learned, you know, at the club, it's been fun.
Do you think you just learned it by watching? Is that what you, I mean, did you shoot with a lot of good guys and just watch them? Is that how you got?
I took a little bit of everybody, but, you know, Anthony installed looking at the bird.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the most important thing. If you can learn how to do that, you can learn how to shoot. But you got to learn how to look at the bird.
Yeah. You got anybody you want to thank, Wesley?
I'd like to thank my mom and dad for getting me into the sport, and my girlfriend and the two girls for putting up with me always being gone on the weekends, and they support me probably more than I did probably.
Thanks, guys, for coming on. I appreciate your time. It was good talking to you, and we'll see you. I guess we'll see you here shortly.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us on here.
Yeah, man. And we'll talk to you later.